Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 24th. The grains closed strong overnight. December corn up 15 cents at 670 and a half. September wheat up 18 cents at 967 and a quarter. And November beans up 11 cents at 1426 and a half. Certainly a little bit of a rebound action here. It's hard to know whether the Chinese stepped up and bought anything, but the wheat rallied. Good 34, 35 cents off the lows. Corn rallied 20, 21 off the lows. The beans rallied 28 off the lows. So either it was just a little bit of short covering before the weekend, or we actually saw somebody buy some grain. Hard to really know. We didn't see anything on any flash sales this morning. The weekly exports, they were okay on the wheat and the corn. Beans pretty light. Beans came in at 294, 29 old, 265 new. The biggest buyer, Germany, buying 68,000 metric tons. Corn, 672 old crop, 358 new crop. 1.03 was the total there. Mexico was a pretty good buyer, 475. Japan, 158. The biggest buyer was unknown, 655. Most of that's most likely China. The wheat, 478, a good number, better than expected. Japan and Mexico each bought about 164,000 metric tons. Korea bought 80. Those were the big buyers there, but again, no flash sales here this morning. The weather around the country looks cooler and wetter than it's been for a while. We're supposed to get better weather the first week in July, more rains out here. Right now, you know, we could certainly use some rains, particularly here in Illinois. We've had some rains, but we're drying out again. We've had rains in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa. So for the most part, we're in pretty good shape. The temperatures are moderated. We're going to have one or two hot days in the next 7 days, but for the most part, relatively normal temperatures. And again, the longer-term forecasts are pointing toward cooler, wetter weather. I think the big question today is, you know, do the funds want to continue to liquidate and sell grain on a rally, or do they want to try to get some back here? Looking at the charts, I don't see anything really significant except we've corrected some of the oversold conditions that are out there. Ukrainian grain production looks to be up 4 million metric tons to 52.4. Wheat's up a million, corn's up about 2 million. So, you know, they're raising crops there. And they're actually selling crops. They're getting it out through truck and rail for the time being. There's plenty of talk about trying to open up the ports. The Russians, I don't think, will ever go for that. But in the meantime, there is wheat being sold around the world. Tonight we'll get cattle on feed report. The numbers are, you know, really not too inspiring out here. On feed, 101.5. Placements, 99.7. Marketing's 103 are the average guesses. And we'll see if we get that. But I think today is much a matter of, you know, what do the funds want to do? They're still long. I've got them long. 207,000 corn, long 115 beans. I actually am short 36,000 wheat and now 3,000 oil. They've come down from 41,000 down to 3,000 really since the beginning of the week. That's pretty hard selling, but if you look at the chart, certainly justified. They're still long the meal, 50,000 meal, but the big concern is probably the corn at 207 and the beans at 115. We'll see if the funds want to lighten up here before the acreage report. The acreage report, like I've been saying, is really anybody's guess. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.